family, friends, food, wine, stories, and songs. What could be bad? In fact, I believe that in large measure, this is what accounts for the popularity of Passover. It's a wonderful holiday that we celebrate in our own homes, with those we choose to invite, with the foods we like, and with recipes passed down from previous generations. And what makes it even better is there are no rabbis there looking over our shoulders, telling us what we should do or not do, not suggesting through their looks or body posture that we're not doing it right according to the rules as they, the rabbis, interpret them. The Passover Seder, because it is not celebrated in synagogue, is a very liberating Jewish experience. It allows for creativity and individuality. It doesn't have to be about following a fixed set of prayers or readings led by the professional and sanctioned by some religious body. Oh, I know. What about the Haggadah? Isn't that a fixed story that we have to read? When was the last time you were at a Seder that you read the entire traditional Haggadah from beginning to end? Even when I was growing up in a conservative Jewish home where we kept kosher for Passover, I don't remember ever reading the Haggadah from start to finish. Oh, I remember one of my brothers acting it out, and I remember my uncle retelling it in rhyme, but I don't ever remember reading it from the very beginning to the very end. But more than self-editing the historic Haggadah, there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of Haggadahs to choose from. What's your pleasure? What's your religious philosophy, your theology, your thoughts about social actions, your feelings about Israel? Are those in attendance young or are they old? Do they speak Yiddish? Whatever your approach, I promise you can find a Haggadah that fits your perspective. Oh, sure, there are rabbis who believe that there's only one way to be Jewish and only one way to conduct a Seder. I disagree with them. I find the freedom of diversity of Jewish expression, as reflected in the ways Jews celebrate the Passover Seder, wonderful. I believe it reflects what's best in Judaism, that everyone, no matter how they understand their Jewish identity, has the right and the opportunity to include their voice and ideas in the Jewish experience. Regrettably today, there seems to be a narrowing of Jewish expression and belief. I believe that this is an inaccurate understanding of the Jewish experience. And it is regrettable, for it excludes those who hold different views on such issues as religious practice and on God. Unfortunately, many who do not hold a traditional definition of God feel like outsiders in their own community and are often called bad Jews for not believing as their ancestors did. Passover celebrates freedom. Not just the freedom from slavery, but the freedom to give expression to one's Judaism with honesty and integrity. It is a message that the Jewish community needs to hear and to celebrate. Happy Passover.